right, so yesterday, that August Selson show we did yesterday was about as weird. Very fucking weird. I got to do something different with him. Just weird. I got to do something different with him. All right. Very good. I was just thinking of that when we were playing Echoes of Love. Yeah, I'll bet there are Echoes of Love. Anyway, welcome here to this pre-show thing. Tuesday, all of a sudden. And the panel is back and all that good shit. One of the things I'm going to be doing on the panel is more and more talking about how I'm doing the voices of the characters and have them interact with that. And other things, huh?
Other things, yes, indeed.
Now, let's see what we have here in our virals for today. U.S. Navy slaps drinking ban on 18,600 sailors in Japan. I'm sure that this is not going to go over well. Who knows why? Did they get out of hand? Did they, what's going on? It's always been a tradition among the militaries of the world, I think, that if a man is, you know, off doing what they're doing there for the country, that they should be allowed to drink. And I never heard of them ever banning drinking. My brother Dara, as I mentioned to you guys, was in the Navy. He used to tell me about working a shore patrol, which is basically kind of like military police. I don't think it's quite like military police. I think anybody works shore patrol in the Navy. They put an armband on your ass, and you go down to the bars, and you got a billy stick, and you're basically getting guys out of the bars and getting them back to base, that kind of shit. And here's a guy here that was, he said it was no fun. It was no fucking fun. No damn fun, man. This guy's being sued for 40 G's. Man sued for $30,000 over a $400 printer he sold on Craigslist. How in the fuck is the dude up for grabs for that much money? Anybody's guess. Japanese divorce laws changed to allow women to remarry at any time in line with laws for men. How about that? For all of these years, they haven't had anything even approaching civil liberties for women or equal protection under the law, is what we would call it here in the United States. Which is, it's, by the way, that's a concept we barely get now. Ourselves. Japanese divorce laws change. Okay, he's got these. June. What the fuck is that smell, man? It smells like a combination of fucking rotten eggs and something else. Japanese divorce laws. There's one here. Probably no charge for mother and zoo incident. I wouldn't think that. I'll tell you who ought to be charged is the fucking zoo. Why aren't they charging the zoo? Why aren't they taking every son of a bitch that's responsible for those animals being there in the first place and putting their fucking asses up on trial? Let me tell you who is criminally responsible there. The goddamn zoo. Start, and they ought to start with anybody that goes on television and talks about how great the zoo is. They just did a thing on CNN with the Philadelphia Zoo primatologist, and this guy's talking all about the behavior of apes. Well, here's what they do, see? Oh, really? In the wild? Behind fucking walls? What are you talking about, man? Well, you know, this is what we've observed, what you've observed of them in captivity. It's a wild animal. Because it was born in captivity does not mean it's domesticated. Doesn't mean that it's familiar with humans. It doesn't mean that it sees humans as part of its extended family or pack or pride or a natural non-threatening part of its environment. Just means it was born in captivity as opposed to being born out in the wild. Hawaii's beloved beaches are covered in huge amounts of plastic, survey finds. That figures. Every time they bring up that fucking ape story, I want to kill somebody. I'm telling you right now, I don't give a shit. Now, I understand people are going to be stupid. They'll be stupid with their kids. And, you know, and I also understand that small children are very, very difficult to keep track of. Yes, it happens. Since we know that it happens, and this is a zoo, and there's wild animals, they shouldn't be there in the first place. Wild animals shouldn't be in the zoo in the first place. But they're there because some stupid cunt decided they wanted to have a zoo. Now, as long as you have the wild animals there in an unnatural setting where they shouldn't be. Now, what do? To save money, you got some cheap shit fucking barriers and cheap-ass crumbling exhibit areas insufficient to protect the public or the animal. And hence you have what happened to that kid. Could have had his goddamn leg pulled off by that adolescent gorilla that was down there looking around and going, you know, what the fuck is this? Now look at this goddamn CNN report as they're telling us about how apes love to play and run and this. You don't know what... You talk about the... So they're behaving the way they would in the wild there in captivity. How are they behaving? What is the behavior like in captivity? What effect does that captivity have on their behavior? Can you tell me, Mr. Primatologist? Do you know the difference between an ape in the wild and an ape in captivity? Can you tell me, predict, or otherwise can you at least give me an idea as to their behavior? I know what their behavior is like in the wild. We can go out there and observe them in the wild. You ought to be able to observe them in captivity and tell us how they're adjusting to that. And not what you want to see, but what's actually happening. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's just fucked up, man. Fucked up. Fucked up. Taking a look here at the technical aspect of things. All right. Yeah, okay. Let me get... Well, you know...
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of Mr. Trump's, and... But Hawaii is a place where we want to go this summer. We got to get over there. And I hear it's beautiful. We want to treat it as pristine as we can. But I enjoy eating. So please realize that there's going to be some rappers.
Echoes of love keeps on. The weather here has been just absolute goddamn fucking for shit. It's really been for shit. It's been cloudy as fuck. We got this marine layer that I tell you guys about, this June gloom thing that happens every June. It gets socked in, and we've got this kind of a low cloud thing that happens right over the coast. You could go about 2 miles inland, and it's bright sunshine. Now, that's fine. I understand that, but it's hanging on throughout the whole day. It should be burning off around noon or one, and it's not burning off. It's hanging in, and it's fucking pissing me off. Michelle Greger's heard telling her 3-year-old son not to go to the Cincinnati, not to go into the Cincinnati Zoo's gorilla exhibit. When Greg turned away for a few seconds to attend to another gentleman, witnesses said the boy climbed over a fence and fell into a moat surrounding the exhibit. Something that hadn't happened in the 38 years since it opened. 15 feet this kid fell. Not a fucking word from this goddamn family about the sorrow for the death of this animal. Fuck you, man. No plans to pursue a lawsuit. Beautiful animal murdered. Because that motherfucking zoo. I can't make a joke out of that. It's just not funny to me, man. It just isn't fucking funny to me. You know? Makes me so fucking pissed off. Oh. Larry Grover. It's a long story here. Selling a used black and white printed through Craigslist seemed simple and straightforward. It wasn't. 60-year-old Massachusetts man didn't know then is what he would spend the next 6.5 years in broad and complicated, confusing legal dispute. He would find himself liable for $30,000 of damages. He would pay a lawyer at least $12,000 in his battle to escape the legal mess. It all started with a piece of hardware he sold online for about $40, with shipping and other costs close to $75. The printer's buyer was Jerse Zagnick, a 54-year-old Indianapolis man known to many in the legal community. He's a frequent lawsuit filer who also represents himself in court. The Indiana Supreme Court said the prolific abusive litigant has brought dozens of lawsuits against individual businesses, often asking for astronomical damages. Zavodnik, a native of Ukraine, who moved to the United States in 1987 under a grant of political asylum, sued Costello, accusing him of falsely advertising a malfunctioning printer with missing parts and pocketing Zavodnik's money, according to a complaint filed in Maryland. U.S. Navy slaps a drinking ban. U.S. Navy slapped a drinking ban on a sailor station in Japan on Monday and halted off-base Liberty after police arrested a U.S. sailor in the southern island of Okinawa on suspicion of drunk driving from a car crash that injured two people. For decades, we've enjoyed a strong relief for the people of Japan. It is imperative that each sailor understand our actions. 20-year-old Japanese woman. Oh, fuck. William Rennick. Pastor William Rennick. Nothing in the news today, man. I'll tell you that. Absolutely fucking nothing. Nothing. This is all really uninteresting. Let me see. It's nothing you're gonna make. All right, let me see what else we got here. By the way, all right, cool. Recalling the time. Testing 1, 2. Echoes of love. Mm-mm. Echoes of love. Keeps on haunting. All right, man. I already did that song.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
All right. Out of sight. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. All right. Now, got a BSP promo to do. We have DraftKings is a pre-roll. Bet SDI is a pre-roll. Why would we put two betting things together? I have no idea. But that's what we're doing. Second golf major of the year is almost here. Remember the Masters? How'd you do, huh? I don't even remember who won the Masters. I think I did okay. DraftKings.com is giving away $500,000 now in prizes for the next big major, and that's the British Open, if I'm not mistaken. Or is it the U.S. Open? What's the second big major of the year? Okay. I'm good, man. Don't worry about it. I'm real good. I'm real fucking good with this, man. I'm alive, motherfuckers. Here we go. So the second big major of the year. Is what? It's going to be. Let's see what it is. Second golf major. No. U.S. Open. The third Sunday in June, hosted by the USGA and played at various locations of the United States. The third major is the British Open, or they call it the Open. Weekend, the third Friday in July. It's run by the Royal and Ancient Club of Love Central. And then August is the PGA Championship, and that's the weekend prior to Labor Day. So that's the thing, man. It's going to be the U.S. Open. All right.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali, man. I watched nothing but Muhammad Ali all this weekend. I mean, I watched all the fights, everything he did.